Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We're talking about a crackdown that is happening here in New Hampshire, where we're actually broadcasting from in Keene. The crackdown is specific to Keene. There are some administrative court judges, people that are in charge of the Superior and District Courts in New Hampshire, that have come out with an order that specifically applies to Keene courthouses, essentially banning the media. Because for a long time, we've been recording all kinds of trials, and that's been great, because in a lot of places you can't record trials. They're going to claim they're still allowing recording, but they're demanding that you give them 48 hours notice. They're demanding that you fill out their court form, and we'll get into what their demands are here in a little bit. But they're saying just right out the gate, no one is allowed to have recording devices in the court. No one is allowed to have recording devices on the premises. And we'll give you some more detail here, but it stems from the activism. This is what has happened as a result of all of the activism and all the support that people have in courts up here. They don't like it when people come in and support their friends. They don't like it when
right,
people
they
stay seated.
They basically said that. They've said that, you know, these people are coming here and standing around in public places.
Right.
I mean, members of the public coming to our courtroom watching what's going on.
The claim is they're getting in the way, and they're getting in the way of the public, and they're getting in the way of the bureaucrats, which is nonsense. No one's ever been blocked from getting to a window, or no one's ever been blocked from going from point A to point B. So it's just all a bunch of poppycock. They're also claiming they're intimidated. I haven't even gotten to that part yet. But they're saying that, let me see, let me pull up this article here. You can actually get the PDF. I scanned this in today. It's over at freekeen.com. You can see it for yourself. But it claims here that, additionally, these members of the public have on occasion accosted the presiding judge as he enters and leaves the building in which the court is housed, creating an atmosphere of hostility and intimidation and a legitimate fear for the safety and well-being of the judicial and the non-judicial staff at this
court. Isn't that exactly what the judge does?
Their whole system is about intimidation, yeah. Right. Everything they're saying is applicable to them, especially in this last portion with the fear and the
intimidation and fear was what I was thinking of, creating a hostile environment.
Well, I don't think I've ever tried to intimidate any bailiffs. Maybe today, the one I dealt with a little bit. But, generally what I feel like is intimidated when I'm dealing with them.
Well, you could write your own order, Mark, and I'm sure that would really go over well.
Yeah, I had some bailiff today, hassling me about having gone through the scanner or whatever, I don't know.
So I'm going to play this audio again for those of you just tuning in. This is what got a friend of the show, Ademo, he's been on a number of times in the past, from libertyontour.com. This is what got him arrested over a week ago for a felony count of what they call improper influence. Now, before I play the audio, if you actually go and you look up the text of the improper influence law, the text of the law, you can tell, the reason it was written is to stop people from bribing judges and threatening them. That's the idea. The idea was that if you were to, for instance, your friend is on trial, and you were to go to a judge and say, look, buddy, if you don't get my friend off of this charge, I'm going to kill your dog. That would be that would be considered improper influence. You're threatening him, right? So the other thing you can't do is go, look, judge, I've got $1,000 here. How about you take this, let my friend off, and we'll call it a day. That would be a bribe, and that would be an improper influence. Or you could say, I've got a nice trip to the Bahamas, judge. How would you like that? That's a bribe, too. Okay, so the idea behind the improper influence statute is that it's supposed to be serious, which is why it's a felony, for you to attempt to bribe a judge or attempt to threaten a judge. Makes sense. That rule makes sense. Right. If you want your judges to be impartial and not be influenced by these outside factors, they're supposed to just look at the case. But now let me play this audio for you and tell me, listen carefully to a demo. It's less than a minute long here. Tell me if you hear him threaten or attempt to bribe Judge Burke. Here he comes as Burke's going to work.
Judge Burke, can I ask you a few questions about a hat and how that constitutes contempt?
Remember, this is after, this is like a couple days after a man was arrested in Burke's court for wearing a hat. And that guy was sentenced, by the way. He was sentenced to 5 days. That case was closed. And Burke even admits upstairs that he's threatening me over something I've a case I've already decided. So anyway, continuing. Even if it hadn't been closed, it wouldn't matter to me, I don't think, because this isn't a threat and it's not a bribe, but decide for yourself.
You think people want to pay for someone to be in jail for 5 days for wearing a hat? It's kind of ridiculous to waste taxpayer money on something like that, isn't it? Sir, I just want to have a conversation.
Bailiff? Bailiff? This person is threatening me about a decision that I just made.
I'm not threatening you. I'm asking him questions. Did I threaten you?
He's threatening you as a criminal offense.
What was my threat?
Come on, sir, you're in custody.
What was my threat?
You come in custody,
sir. Man, this is crazy.
That's it. Camera cuts off at that point.
You know,
where was
first
the threat?
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you. You know, and I mean, this is what you're dealing with, man.
I just want to say, did you all hear a threat in there, or any kind of attempt to bribe or influence the judge?
No, there's no threat.
He might have been a little nicer if you would have offered a bribe.
1-800-259-9231.
Speculation. I don't know. You know, I mean, this is a bad charge. Surely there's a charge for talking to a judge about a decision he's made. I don't know.
You should be able to talk to a judge in public. You should be able to. I mean, again, you're not trying to influence the case. The case is closed. The sentence has been imposed. The guy had already served his sentence. Look, it's a bad charge, and they're probably going to drop it. Because if they don't drop it, that means that Burke gets to be called as a witness on the stand. Do you think they want that to happen?
No, they don't.
Because he's the primary witness in this case. And so what they did this morning was they actually, Ademo had one of the other activists here in the area, Repture. He had him attempt to serve Burke. So, again, they waited.
But didn't Burke, like, dodge him or something?
No. The video footage is out. No, it is coming soon. It will be out at freekeen.com, so watch for that. But so they had one guy with a video camera. They had the guy that was trying to serve Burke, or maybe they were both the same. But anyway, the guy trying to serve, there was a camera there, so all of this was videoed. And the idea is they want to subpoena Burke to what they call the probable cause hearing. Because when you've got a felony charge in New Hampshire, they have this hearing before the trial where they decide whether or not to move forward with the charges, where the state kind of presents its side, and then the other person presents their side, and then, you know, the man in the robe always decides to go forward with it. But, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go in front of a different judge, and they're going to have this probable cause hearing. So it turns out, I guess Ademo talked to some lawyerly types, and they say that you can actually call witnesses at these probable cause hearings. So he's attempting to subpoena Burke to appear at this probable cause hearing. So
yes, he should.
Right, and the way you're supposed to subpoena somebody is you get this official subpoena, this piece of paper, and you go down and you tell them, you know, you've been served, basically, and you hold it out to them. They're supposed to take it, especially somebody like a judge who knows what a subpoena is.
So this is a judge dodging a legal document.
That's correct.
And this guy must facepalm every morning when he goes to work and just say, you know, why don't I live in random town, Ohio?
Why was it my town?
Yeah.
These people came to...
Well, you know, he could just do the right thing.
He could not do the right thing by you. There's no way for him to do it.
If he could just do the right thing, he'd be left alone.
There's no way that he could do the right thing
All
by you.
All he has to do is dismiss every nonviolent case.
Yeah.
Every piece
and
of
how
person.
Long do you think he's going to stay in his position?
That's right. They'll probably fire him for it.
Yeah. So what he could do is there are different ways of dealing with these activists. There's no doubt. But you guys push the limits. You know, I mean, that's the end of the story. The limits get pushed.
So he refused the subpoena this morning, and so Rapture started reading it off to him, because that's something else you can do, is just kind of read them what they're expected to do, and he just keeps going. He goes up the stairs and goes to work. So that,
how come Rapture didn't get arrested for threatening him?
Rapture's big. I think that's a factor. You know, he's a relatively large guy. He's not fat, but he's built.
Yes,
and so I think that's the reason why Rapture wasn't arrested last week. But little Derek, who's about my size, was. They were both using the same camera in the same court lobby. They threatened Rapture, but they did not arrest Rapture. Whereas when Rapture was up there for a few minutes interacting with these bailiffs and kind of retorting on their threats. And then he goes downstairs, hands the camera off to Derek, who's half of his size, just a skinny little guy. Derek goes up to the same court lobby and is arrested within 30 seconds.
Boom.
So it's these big bullies. They're just picking on people that they know they can pick on. That's all they are.
I don't see why the size really makes a difference. I mean, they should be able to...
They're scared of bigger people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamily today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free and we invite you to enjoy them. And if you like the show, you can voluntarily support us. You can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We take that in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations, around the country and bring more internet listeners on board from around the world. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as podcast, etc. amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use some alternative options like Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. They're down a little bit today from yesterday. They're $1,289 today, but you can learn more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org.
All right, so a little bit more here about what's happening up here in Keene, New Hampshire, with the crackdown on media, as they're using the excuse of people being active, the excuse of people coming to court, people coming and supporting the people that they appreciate, their friends and their family members, and coming out to show support. They don't like that. They don't like the people aren't standing for the judge. They don't like the people don't respect the court, because the court doesn't deserve respect. They hurt peaceful people. If they actually just dealt with violent criminals, I'd have much more respect for what they do. But they, on a regular basis, fleece people who have never harmed another human being. They try to get as much cash from people as they possibly can.
You know, I was just
put people in cages.
I was in court today. I was going there to support one of our co-hosts, Michelle Seven, who's there driving on a, I don't know, driving without some of their paperwork or something like that. This is her kind of activism. She's really into this driving without their paperwork thing. You know, I don't think this is the best placed activism, but I do support some of the people that do it. So I wanted to see what was going on. We got to see some other cases go ahead of us, and there was this gal who went up there who apparently had some altercation with some other woman and threatened her in some way. The court, she pled guilty to disorderly conduct, which, why couldn't they just have some charge for threatening somebody? Why do you need this catch-all charge like disorderly conduct?
They do have criminal threatening charges,
something like that. So anyway, the gal, they give her a $150 fine, but the court gets the $150 fine.
Not the victim.
The woman who got threatened gets nothing.
It's like the greatest scam ever.
It really is. I don't like how you've talked to her. Give me $150.
It's truly genius.
it's insane.
Yep.
I wonder if any of them realize that. You know what I mean? Are they conscious of that? How many of them are conscious of that?
That they're running a scam, you mean?
Right.
That's a good question. I asked one of the bureaucrats the other day if he felt like a gangster down in Massachusetts. Just because
he doesn't dress like a gangster, so he's not a gangster.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Joshua listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. That is a good question, Julia. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey there. How are we doing this evening, folks?
What's on your mind tonight, Joshua?
I spoke to you guys about John Kurtz's court situation. I'll give you guys some of the details on that. I just had a couple more interesting facts I just discovered I want to throw out to you real quick.
For those that don't know, John Kurtz is a heroic liberty activist down in Orlando who has kind of been leading a civil disobedience movement down there. And, of course, you know, typically people that are more visible in these liberty movements are targeted for retaliation. And in the case of John, well, also, you know, if you get into civil disobedience, you want to do it more often. And in his case, he probably was doing something he didn't consider civil disobedient, but it is these days. Recording the police in a public place, you think that would be supposed to be legal. It's supposed to be like freedom of the press. But it's apparently civil disobedience when you do these things because the cops will arrest you for it. And John was arrested for recording a cop and was recently found guilty, not of the felony charge of assault on a police officer that they attempted to pin on him. Luckily,
because he didn't.
Right. Luckily, there was video to exonerate him on that particular charge. But what the conviction was, what was it, disorderly conduct? Or
it was resisting.
Resisting arrest.
Yeah, resistance without violence. Correct.
And he went to jail for 30. He's in jail now for 30 days, going to get a year's probation. And then on top of that, he can't come near a police officer. He can't come within 100 feet of any police officer. It's crazy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Actually, you know, someone else brought it to my attention, but I did some research, and it turns out in March of 2005, the actual judge, Alan Apt, as well as the the mayor of Orlando, Buddy Dyer, the guy who's responsible for this homeless feeding ordinance, they were indicted for election fraud in 2005. There was this big fiasco, these same two gentlemen. And before everything was settled with that, our lovely judge here, Judge Belvin Perry, who is also responsible for the cracking down on any First Amendment activity at the courthouse property or all the FEJA stuff, he actually was getting an administrative order ready to go ahead and put Judge Apt back in his seat before everything was settled up. And I was researching as well. While this whole fiasco was going on, Judge Apt maintained a salary of $134,650 a year is his annual salary as a judge.
Sweet. And how long did he get to take off and get paid?
I'm not sure. I think it appears maybe he just got a month off. I mean,
nice.
But, you know. So,
well, the court's backed up. They got to have their judges in the seats here, man.
It's good to be in the gang. You know, nice paid vacation.
It was a very, very interesting read.
So he was indicted for election fraud, but he's still a judge.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? When you have friends in high places and you're a judge and you wear the black dress and you're God, you can do a lot of things.
Well stated, sir. What else did you want to share?
I wanted to point out, I forgot to mention this last time when I was talking to you, actually. Whenever they were doing the jury selection process, I can't remember if I included this, but one of the questions that the prosecution asked was, if it's illegal to wear orange and somebody is caught on video wearing orange, will you convict them for breaking the law? And most of the people there were like, oh, well, yes, we would. The law is the law. That's the type of questions that they ask. They've been caught asking the question of if it's illegal to eat a ham sandwich, and someone's convicted for eating a ham sandwich, and we have evidence that proves indefinitely that they were eating a ham sandwich. Will you convict them?
So they want to get the most obedient, pathetic serfs on these juries to guarantee convictions. That's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate you illuminating those points. 1-800-259-9231. Try to educate them about jury nullification after the fact, after they've already picked an obedient, pathetic jury. Try your best to inculcate them with the ideas of jury nullification if you're allowed to bring those up in court, which in most places you aren't. In New Hampshire, I have seen it happen, so I know it's possible up here. But in most places around the country, you utter the words jury nullification and it's a mistrial, maybe even a contempt of court charge.
Yeah.
So things may be bad here, but they're a lot worse than a lot of other places. Like out in California, you don't even have a hope of bringing a camera into a court there. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Courtroom crackdown continues. We'll give you more details on that, but we'll also take your calls coming up here about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've missed a moment of the show. You can see them. Or hear them, rather. You can see them on our website, but you'll have to listen because there's not really anything to watch. It's an audio file. Go to freetalklive.com and download as many archives as you like, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free for you at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are different ways for you to do that. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Continuing back here with your phone calls, we'll continue talking about court corruption also here in a little bit, and some news about meth labs. And I guess apparently they're not being cleaned up anymore. We'll explain why. But first, we go to Michael in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
Meth labs, that sounds really interesting. I just had two quick points. I was listening to your podcast yesterday, to the Bradley Jardis call.
Yeah, Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, now arrested at the border for being Brad Jardis and not being particularly cooperative with answering every single question that they asked.
Yeah, and one of the things that he, one of the quotes that I was driving home listening to the podcast, and one of the quotes that he had really struck me, where he said basically the Free State Project came to me. And while the Free State Project, being that I live in Wisconsin, hasn't necessarily gotten to Wisconsin yet, I had a similar revelation as a community college teacher, where, you know, one, in any sort of university academic setting, chances are you're not going to be a principled libertarian to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Chances are...
They're out there. I mean...
No, they're out there. They're out there. But it's really hard to find one. I think I only ever knew one.
Yeah, he's right. Chances are you won't be.
Chances are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I was. And one of the things that, you know, I taught a class in argument-based research, and one of the segments that I would start my class out with as a way to get students thinking about issues that they could argue for our papers, I had a segment of the class, like the first 5 to 10 minutes, called News That Pisses Mike Off. And I would cover various aspects of the police state and just kind of mm-hmm. things that Republicans and Democrats would hopefully find to be pretty upsetting. But as I was doing this, you know, like, I was reading more about libertarian philosophy and just, I would say, you know, I taught 2 years at a state university in Florida, UF, and then 2 years at community college. And about halfway through my North Carolina tenure, I really just started going like, how can you sit there and rail against the state while taking a paycheck from them?
Mm. No, this always happens. It seems to be the unfortunate result of people finding out, you know, more and more the message of liberty. And
well, I don't know if it's unfortunate, man. I mean, I wouldn't want to take blood money if I could avoid it.
Yeah, and you know, like, I was, you know, railing about the wars and all this other kind of stuff and the surveillance state and just the education system as well, while I'm getting a paycheck from them. And so I basically quit my job and then went to work for a software company.
Well, and on the other hand, though, I don't blame anybody for doing it. I don't think there's anything particularly morally wrong with it. I mean, Adam Kokesh does take money from – he's the guy that's on TV, Adam versus the Man on RT. He takes money from RT, which is government-funded by the Russian government.
The fact that he takes it doesn't make it moral or immoral. But, you know, what is moral and what is immoral? And I guess that the situation is the government tends to have a monopoly in many areas. In the area of professorships, that's not – so you could go to a private university. Although
almost all of them take government
almost
money.
All of them take some kind of government money, which leaves Hillsdale College, and some people would or would not want to work at Hillsdale College, and I'm sure that they only have a certain amount of professorships. And at that point, you're still talking about a monopoly, basically a monopoly. If you consider that private universities that take government funding are essentially government universities, then you're talking about a monopoly, and then you're in a situation where somebody has to teach the young college minds of America. Wouldn't we prefer that person be a libertarian?
Indeed.
And I would prefer that. However...
Did you wrestle with this, Mike?
Yeah. Of course, you know, I've even had people go like, well, you know, being an activist and being so principled, why don't you get into politics and all this kind of stuff? And it's like, no, you can't. Like, I just can't do it. It's like, it's one of those things where now, like, it just makes me feel dirty.
Mm.
I just feel dirty.
And I've heard that this happens to many activists too, is they'll find out the political process is just yucky. They'll call it immoral, and none of them seem to have a good point to be able to call it immoral.
Julia found this out personally. She ran for political office a few years ago, and it was a pretty distasteful experience.
Yes, I would not repeat it.
Which is too bad.
And that's why, like, especially, like, you know, we had all these kind of Madison, Wisconsin protests that took place recently. Like, mm-hmm. I can see both sides, like... I don't agree with publicly funded unions because it's basically instead of asking for a gun, they want a cannon. So I couldn't empathize, you know, I couldn't agree with the teachers in that regard, but I also understand the teachers get shafted quite a bit and they put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can empathize with them that, like, I do find them to be a valuable resource, but they're also asking for bigger guns and calling it moral.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, Walker was caught in bringing the Koch brothers and, like, all this kind of, you know, agents for Rocketeers, like, considering those plans. And, you know, all these backroom deals, and that's not really saving Wisconsin any money. And so, like, I don't like him either. And so that's kind of, like, my perspective and how, like, my past just kind of touched a little close to home, especially here in Madison, because I find myself at odds with a lot of my friends.
Hmm.
You know, because they're all very pro-union and pro-teacher, and I'm just like, well, look, you're basically pointing guns at people. And it's just kind of frustrating.
They don't want to admit to that. They don't want to see that as being the truth, because that would make it an icky thing for them to do. I mean, they wouldn't want to be involved with that violence. Most people wouldn't, so they must deny it.
Yeah, and it's just kind of especially. That's why I'm moving just to New Hampshire and just saying screw Wisconsin.
Good for you. When are you making the move?
I would like to be there by the time it's 50 degrees in Wisconsin next year in 2012.
So very cool.
By October. And one more quick point,
yes,
you know, with all this Casey Anthony thing going on today, everybody's all in a huff about, you know, one baby dying, which is a tragedy. However, we should also always take into consideration the hundreds of thousands of babies that are foreign policy murders every year and what is really the larger tragedy. And that's,
well, it's not my foreign policy. It's the government's. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. My foreign policy is trade with whoever you want to trade with. That's my foreign policy. Leave people alone. Don't hurt other people. That's my policy. But the government's policy is a violent one, and, yeah, that's causing a lot of problems. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. Brian is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello,
hey,
Brian. Done. Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to, I was kind of excited today because yesterday I participated in my first organized civil disobedience at the Jefferson Memorial.
How'd that go? I was off yesterday, and I haven't heard anything about the Independence Day festivities.
Well, you know, I mean, I heard Meg yesterday call in, and my wife and I met her and the other guys down there, and it was a good time. It, you know, it seemed like it was a victory in the end.
Yeah, nobody was arrested. They didn't move in and kick anybody out. It was a smaller turnout than the last one, a lot smaller. There are probably different reasons for that. We speculated that the reasons there was a smaller turnout was, one, it felt like a victory the last time, I think, to most folks. There were hundreds of people there, and for the most part, they were unmolested until about 20 minutes after they started dancing, when the cops did move into it to try to clear the memorial. But some of the hardcores, like our own very own Meg McClain, stayed behind and continued dancing even after the police were clearing people out. So they actually did end up winning last time around. It's just the story of the win wasn't reported very far and wide. So most people didn't come back, and probably another factor was that it was, you know, Independence Day, so they're probably at home with families, and it was probably an inconvenient time. If there's more that you wanted to share from your experience, you're certainly welcome to. Stick with us here. We'll get your thoughts. 800-259-9231. It sounds like it was his first civil disobedience, and that's an exciting thing to do. A little dangerous, but exciting. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Mention some of the ways you can support the show. One of them is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations, into more ears around the world. Everything from getting a free bumper sticker to having flyers that you can print out, graphics with which you can design your own T-shirts, graphics that you can use on your website, web banners, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get whatever it is you'll think is useful. Promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Brian is listening in Maryland. You and I think it was you said your wife, Brian, took a trip down yesterday on Independence Day to the Jefferson Memorial for the fourth edition of the Jefferson Dance Party at jeffersondanceparty.info, where people have been several instances now dancing quietly at the Jefferson Memorial, frequently listening to their own MP3 player as they dance because, well, there's been a crackdown in the past, and the police have said that there shall be no dancing, and there shall be no speechifying, and there shall be no gatherings of people doing things we don't like, even though this is ostensibly a public place. And so on. So you went down there yesterday to engage in some dancing, as did a number of other activists. There was some live-streamed footage, I think, over at Tally.tv on his Ustream channel. I was watching some of this, and it was relatively uneventful. The cops left you guys alone, but what did you want to share from your experience?
I'm just like I said, you know, it was a great primer into the world of civil disobedience, and I learned that, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and you mentioned a few times that it's a scary thing, you know, and I guess I didn't really have the appreciation for that until I was there. You know, it's pretty intimidating. But
I saw one of the pictures that one of the activists took of this really intimidating looking police. I guess SUV is not the right word, like armored truck, basically.
Yeah, DC renamed their SWAT team to be a little more PC, I guess.
What do they call their SWAT team there?
Something like emergency response team or something. So maybe, you know, they're going to go help out elderly people crossing the road.
This didn't look like a very helpful truck. It looked like a military vehicle, and it was all black and very intimidating.
Not looking to get help by them.
Yeah. So were you scared, I mean, about this this appearance, this dancing?
Well, I don't know. I would say scared, but, it's, you know, certainly intimidating. you know, there was a group of, I don't know, 12 or 15 cops that eventually showed up, and they were kind of huddled over on the other side of the monument from where the dancing was going on. But, you know, it seemed like at a couple of points that they were going to come over and do some body slams or something, but they never did. So,
you know, so how about adrenaline rush? Did you get a little adrenaline rush out of the incident?
Oh, for sure.
And, now, you said you were there with your wife. How was she feeling about this? Were you dancing together?
No, actually, neither of us danced.
Oh.
That intimidation factor, you know, kind of came in.
I see.
But we both considered it kind of, you know, a primer. And
just came to look, and you looked.
We were there for support, certainly.
Did you have a video camera with you, perchance?
Yeah, my wife was taking video and still photos. So
as far as I'm concerned, that's civil disobedience these days. I mean, it shouldn't be, but taking video in public near government buildings, I mean, that might as well be civil disobedience. Whether she realized it or not is another question.
There was plenty of photographs of the cops going on, and I don't know if anybody else had mentioned another facet of what. The people were doing yesterday, but most of the people decided to wear black in
memory
regards for the lost freedoms.
Yeah,
so lost independence. I thought that was a great little facet of it. And
very nice.
Yesterday, you guys mentioned the all the checkpoints were going on.
In D.C., Mark, if you didn't hear about this, and our listeners just tuning in certainly didn't, last night Meg was telling us that the worst part about yesterday wasn't anything that happened at the memorial. It was the way there, where they were stopped multiple times.
Absolutely.
At police checkpoints. They were on foot, stopped at police checkpoints in different areas of D.C. as they were going from one point to another.
Jeez.
They were searching people's bags, and essentially they're shaking people down. And the excuse was, well, it's the 4th of July weekend, and so there's terrorism, you know, terrorism.
Yeah.
So, that was really just a real shock to the system, I think, for a lot of people that were out yesterday. I mean, the irony, of course, of being out on Independence Day, I'm sure was lost on people that don't know what Independence Day is about. But for some of us, there would be a lot of irony and, you know, kind of being out about on Independence Day in the nation's capital and being subject to an unlimited amount of body checks. And,
that is weird.
Fact checks.
I know where I'm going to spend next Independence Day.
What do you mean?
Washington, D.C.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was saying it sounds like a terrible place to go.
Yeah, it's a horrible
idea.
But some people still live there.
Another good little spot of irony we saw was the way that we walked. Well, we had to end up walking all around the city and having a really hard time finding the making the way to the Jefferson Memorial because of all the checkpoints. But when we finally got up to the first checkpoint, we didn't even know what was going on yet, but our path took us right past the Holocaust Museum. And the Holocaust Museum happens to be doing a display, I guess, on the state propaganda. So that was right next to the first checkpoint that we went through.
Wow, it's funny.
That was quite
just
ironic.
The irony drips from, from this event. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. Good for you for getting out there and supporting the civilly disobedient folks. And, of course, another great way to support civil disobedience, especially the stuff you hear about going on in New Hampshire, is to join the Free State Project is a good idea, but to join the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. It was the cdevolution.org's Jason Talley that made the live streaming possible from the event in D.C. yesterday. And he's also the guy that actually originally created the Jefferson Dance Party. So it's a good organization. Mark, you and I are on the board of the directors for that. So
trying to keep it on the straight and narrow, right?
All right. The number here for you, 800-259-9231. Ladies first, Kat is on the line in Texas. Kat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello, guys. How are you tonight?
This voice sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Kat, how are you?
Yeah.
You formerly of New Hampshire, moved, unfortunately, back to Texas for family reasons, from what I understand. But nice to hear from you.
Well, I just called to tell you all that Russell's in jail for civil disobedience again.
Oh, in Texas?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, my.
Well, he decided to chalk the federal building in Waco.
Oh, man.
And there's this guy named Naz. He was a drug addict on the streets, and he totally turned his life around. And he was doing awesome things, helping other people off the streets and helping other people kick their addictions. And the ICE guys took him away and are going to deport him. He was here on a green card.
Oh, man.
So Russell was moved by this, and he went and chalked free NAS on the federal building, and boy, did he stir up a nest of hornets.
Were you there with a video camera, or was anybody around to witness?
Yeah, I was there taking pictures, and just like you told the last caller, that's civil disobedience, because they arrested me, too.
Oh, man.
Just for taking pictures.
What's the charge
for
you? What do they charge you with for taking pictures?
You know, I guess I was just detained for an hour or so, because they just let me go. I wasn't really charged with
it. So it was an intimidation tactic, then.
Yeah, Russell went back after they let us go and chalked again. He did free Bradley Manning, and then he's disappeared. I can't find him. I don't know what jails he's in or anything.
Oh, my God. So, wait, he was arrested once for chalking. They let him out, and then he went back, and now he's gone?
Right.
That's a little scary.
In Texas, that really scares me. I mean, you know, there's it's the belly of the beast when it comes to sort of draconian, punishments.
Law and order types. A lot of those folks live down that way. Now, was there anybody else out there to support you, or was it just the two of you?
It was just us two. It was right next to the Waco Tribune, and I don't know if they're going to pick up the story or not. They wrote a big article on this NAS guy. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they might call me tomorrow, but I don't know.
Well, I sure hope that works out for you. I presume you're going to post some pictures up at your website, nhfree.com. Will you post them on the forum over at forum.nhfree.com? Is that the best place for folks to go?
The feds took my camera and erased all the pictures.
Lovely.
Yeah. It might help if you called the federal marshals. Can I give out the number?
Sure, go for it.
254-750- 1570. Maybe just call him and say Russell shouldn't be in jail.
Now that's 254-750-1570.
That's correct.
And that's for the Marshall's District Office of Waco or whatever?
Yeah, that's the guys.
So 254-750-1570. For those of you who don't know, Russell Canning he's my inspiration, one of my inspirations, and you are as well, Kat. You guys are some of the earliest movers as part of the Free State Project to New Hampshire, and I certainly hope that we see you back here someday, because obviously if you guys are going to keep doing civil disobedience, we'd love to be able to get behind you in a better way than from just making a phone call from a distance. But your inspiration, your civil disobedience you guys have been doing for a long time has been a real inspiration for me, and I know I'm not the only one, and I want to thank you for coming on
tonight.
I hope
the best for Russell.
Yeah, please call us with whatever the news is, will you?
Oh, sure. And if you're interested in the website for this guy, WeSupportNAS.com.
Is that N-A-S?
N-A-Z.
All right, cool. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.